It's long. It's a rectangular one. And it's literally like... Y'all are literally 5 years old.
I laugh because your face, you're also just rectangular. Like, what the fuck
does that mean? Anyways, ignore the man next to me.
What was that sound?
Long, long and rectangular. Crispy.
Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you are now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit, everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Es Una Vibra Way. We have tonight some special guests, dearest to my heart. We have none other than Chico in the building.
Hi. Thank you.
We also have Eddie in the building.
Hola, hola.
And we have Eduardo in the building.
Hello, hello.
That's it. Cut the cameras. Where's
also,
my?
Also, we're getting. Is this Spanglish?
I wanted like, my other one. We could do Spanglish. Like,
just how I normally talk.
Is this the long one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? Y'all look so fucking excited to be here, and I'm just so glad to have you guys.
I love being here.
Huh?
I love your new studio. if for everyone watching, Monty just got a new studio.
I did.
And
we're in LA.
Yeah, exactly.
There's trees in here.
I flew them out here. We had so Wagyu. Plants.
Wagyu,
what's it
called? Yeah, you got a new bonsai tree?
New bonsai tree.
Yeah, I didn't know they made lights in them, too.
Oh, we have butterflies in the building, too.
Y'all are so mean.
And what day is it today, Monse? 420. Happy 420 to whoever celebrates.
Happy 420, everyone.
Sounds so innocent. Oh, wait, it's happy, 420 today?
No,
what does that mean?
420, blaze up. We are rolling blunts. We got a smoking game for y'all.
Every time Eddie says light, y'all better hit that.
If you don't want to get blazed today,
yeah. Every time Eddie says light, hit that G.
O sea.
All right, so let's get right into it, Monse. These bangs.
Let's light up these blunts. Bangs. Yeah, I just recently got bangs and they're clowning me for it.
I have one question.
No, wait a second. No one's clowning for it. Everyone's been hyping you up.
Of course, because I pull off anything that I do. No, I'm fucking with y'all. Thank you. I do appreciate that, though.
My first question is why?
Why? Wait, do you not like them?
No, I do. But I'm just like, why the sudden urge?
Because there's this whole... There's this whole like thing of like... When a person's going through it, they get bangs.
Is there?
It's like a thing.
It's
yeah,
like a thing. Like they always have a reason why they get bangs.
Yeah.
So, I don't.
And it's usually like it's usually like they just went through something. Like,
I don't
tough.
Think I'm going through it. I think I did go through a lot. Like the past. Let's not get deep right off the top. But I don't think I'm going through it to where like isn't it that they get bangs or stuff like after breakups and stuff.
Usually it's like when others it can be like depression or like heartbreak or stuff like that.
Yeah, severe depression.
But that's not the reason why you got bangs.
No, actually, I've been wanting them for like 2 years and then I was just like, let's do it. And I had an ex that was like, I hate bangs. I didn't do it to
spite.
Out of spite. But I didn't think about it one time. Like, while I was getting my hair done, I was like, bitch, fuck you. And the fact that y'all are hyping me up and, like, I've heard that people like it, I'm like, yeah, because he was like, no. People can't pull off bangs, and nobody, no matter who you are, can pull off bangs. And no, I was
that's
like,
what I was saying earlier, because I was like, I've met multiple people who, you know, all of a sudden get bangs and no one ever pulls them off.
But yeah.
Do you think anybody can pull off bangs, or do you think it is?
I was really nervous when I was sitting there because I feel like not everybody can, and it's not like I can, but like I was nervous because it depends on your face shape,
big ass forehead,
style and stuff. I am covering up my big ass forehead.
Don't have a big ass forehead.
I feel
though.
Like I do though.
Just to say, for the record, it's four fingers, not five.
It is five, but no,
that's not true. How many fingers is it?
This bitch put four fingers on her forehead and said five. Let the record show this.
You have a forehead. You have
it's not five.
No,
did you try?
You have a forehead. Look. Four. It might be three and a half. Honestly,
you never heard of that.
No, I've never. I just got that.
Let's measure yours.
Well, no, I've heard it.
You
like
talking all that shit.
measure my ass. That's what matters.
Oh, see, you got a forehead. Okay.
His ass will be two fingers.
Skinny.
Okay. All right. But yeah, no, the change came from, I just wanted a change. And like, I wasn't really, y'all saw my musty ass hair.
So do the drapes match the curtains?
Yes. I have bangs on my coochie. And
they're green.
And they're neon green. Yeah.
Oh my Lord, we love.
Oh my gosh.
Talking about hair journeys, we have Chico with the highlights back in the. Like early 2000s. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I had red and blonde highlights.
Oh, you had frosted tips too. That's what I meant though.
Yeah, I had both. It was fun. No, I was
my question,
just,
Alan, again. Why?
I was sad and depressed. No, you know why?
I'm at 7 years old.
No, bro. I was either a preteen or early teenager. And in that time, even it's middle school, like everybody wants to fit in, and I was desperately like trying to fit in with whatever group I could. Like,
was that in during that time?
I just wanted to stand out. Like, that's it. It's not because it was like the thing. I was just like, oh, what would potentially get people to notice me?
I didn't have bangs since last time I had bangs was in middle school or something. No, elementary school, like fifth grade. So,
yeah. Alan, what's the first person other than you to get their hair dyed, right?
I think so.
And then everybody kind of followed.
Yeah, I was a trailblazer.
I don't remember the
first. Why you want to beat me so mad? Huh? That's a better question. Why you want to beat me so bad?
I've just always been so like I look up to you a lot. So
because literally she's shortest.
Let it be shown she means that literally because of height.
I look up to you.
Let it be known he's not 6 foot though.
And let it be known that I don't care.
No, I'll fuck it with
you. No, we talked about this in the podcast. We did.
Oh, by the way.
You used to be tall. Like, you used to be the tallest person.
Yeah, because we were all young as hell.
I know, but that's crazy.
Because we were all like 5 years old.
Like, you used to be tall.
Back then.
Like, I was like this. I was like, dang.
Then y'all all outgrew me. Except, I think, Mija.
Yeah.
What were you going to get to?
Oh, I was just going to say to people listening, we have Chico from the first episode that I released with a guest. And we have Eduardo he did the Valentine's special and he was on the second or third episode. And then we have Eddie, which was just recently on it speaking Spanish. Now he's over here showing off his English. We love a bilingual king. But yeah, I just wanted it to be known that you guys, you know, like, hey, my guys are back, you know.
All right, so hair journeys. Back to the hair journeys, Edgar.
Edgar's been on a couple hair journeys.
Wait.
What?
I just noticed his hair.
It's back to normal, baby.
You know what's funny?
I did not notice.
So did I.
And I saw you.
What?
I just noticed that. What you don't have the fuck?
Since when?
Yeah, since when?
Wait, did you have it when we did the last podcast? Yeah. Like that? Yeah. No, he didn't.
No, you didn't. It was until recently when I came over that I noticed you had black hair and you said that it was like a recent thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you still had colored hair when you
recorded. You still had it. That was like. Well, that was 3 weeks ago. Yeah. dun, 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 dun. I don't. We have a.
Dang. What is that? That was three. Dang.
To split.
Oh gosh!
Oh, he's looking it up. He's but, checking the receipts. Okay, Eduardo, your hair journeys. Well, we have him.
Virgin.
He had the same hairstyle like for the first.
I grew it out during quarantine.
I got it right after Dreamville.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I just looked at you and I was like, wait a second.
The most I've done is I've went from like a side part to a middle part, and now I just go back and forth.
Daring.
Well, like middle part is like when I grow it out, yeah. Quote unquote. I leave it long.
I like your hair. Though. I think it's like the commercials, like silky smooth and stuff.
Thank
What's
you.
Your secret?
Not dyeing it.
Oh, true.
Letting yeah. it be its natural self.
You're right.
Literally.
I don't have like a special hair.
I can't say I do either.
Quite literally, everyone in this family has dyed their hair or done something to it to like quote unquote damage it.
My brother was up there with like nothing, and then he
until recently, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's like that one time he just shaved half of his head.
Fuck. Yeah. Well, I was telling my hairstylist, shout out also Natasha at, I forgot the name of the, I will hashtag the hair salon because she hooked it up. But I was telling her that I shaved my head. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I was telling God. Her that. Yeah, and I had my little red frohawk.
Yeah, I was gonna say
his
Montana's
name was
had the most colors.
What's the red?
I was gonna say that was like a real mom haircut.
Girl, that was
the frohawk was yeah, a that, mom haircut.
I would say so. It would be like
I had the Karen haircut. After yeah,
she
that.
Was giving pink early 2000s.
Yeah, you literally had that pink shit.
You gave me yeah. that so what vibes.
Yeah, she was she was in her so what era.
That I was going through it. I'll tell you what. I was going.
That's usually the time.
What?
Yeah.
That was
when
that
she
was
had, like,
before.
The blues.
Yeah, then it that was before. Blue. I had it.
And Mija's 15. That's
I know,
one, right?
No, but I had it before. Oh, before yeah. that.
Wait, Monse, do you color your hair based off like moods? Like, do you pick your color based off what? Just
you
where you're
color
feeling?
Off of Billie Eilish.
Well, I hadn't had color in like 7 years before this.
No way.
Remember, really? I used to have like blue,
all the colors?
Pink.
Yeah, but
yeah.
it was that
and
long?
Then it went, yeah, because when Vince was born, I didn't touch it. And I was just basic for like, I had like a burgundy looking, but it was, you know, your basic natural colors, not your exotic colors. So then I was like, I want to remember who I was. So I chose like the craziest. And I chose this because I liked how it looked for Halloween when I did Joker. Mm. But I didn't do that dark green.
Wait, but I mean that was we went to Diplo like what?
No, but that was
she's
spray
saying she
paint.
Liked it, not
I
that she had it then.
It was spray paint. It was spray paint and I was like, oh, I like this, but I didn't want to go that dark. I wanted something more vibrant. So I just picked this.
Did you pick green to celebrate today?
Now that I retouched it?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to do a purple or something, but I was like, you know what? 420 is coming up. Blaze up.
You told your hair says, can you give me that 420 cut?
Yeah, and she said.
She could have given you the bowl cut. Well, but then
I don't get that.
The bowl?
Somebody take this mic.
You, that's your job.
That's your job. Yeah,
whenever
you say something
dumb.
Just
gonna suddenly listen to me.
Y'all want to try the bunnies or not yet?
Bunnies?
Oh, hell
we
yeah.
Bun? We have bun?
The one she made.
Yeah. So oh, I
50
made,
milligrams in each one.
So I made the TikTok. Well, I made it. What? I about dropped them.
You guys want to try them?
Throwback to Chico's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Do you want to tell them about that
memorable
real quick?
Birthday yeah. moment.
I can tell that real quick. So I forgot how old I was turning. I was a teenager, I think. And
Frosted Tips era.
Was it Frosted Tips
era? It was actually.
It very well could have been. But no, we it was my birthday. We had a birthday cake on the table. They were saying happy birthday to me. But the thing is I was leaning on one side of the table and like putting all my weight on it, and it was one of those fold out tables. So because I put all my weight on it on the end of it. I'm telling you guys, like, if you guys remember that.
Was it you or your dad?
No, it was me. Oh. Because I was, like, putting all my weight with my hands. And then all of a sudden the legs go under it. So one end of it falls, one end of the table falls, and then the cake just perfectly slides like a slide down the table, and it still stays upright. But the funniest thing was the fact that it happened while everyone was singing. So it was just like happy birthday.
Reverse scratch.
But it was saved though.
It was saved, but yeah.
Was it good?
Dude, all my cakes are good.
Bitch, we all know you waited too, so.
We all made sure it tasted good. So
I meant, was just the flavor good?
Oh, damn.
Probably. I don't remember.
Are you stay attacking me, though?
I don't know if I remember the taste of my birthday cake.
I think that year it was also handmade, no? Like your mom had made
it? Oh,
no,
shit.
That one was probably like.
Yeah, because it. No, because it had. It had the soccer field on it.
I remember that shit.
It was
like,
the red SG guitar.
Yes.
Oh, and she made
that? That was not made by my mom.
Could she make that if she wanted to?
We made an actual guitar cake.
Always had the fondant cakes.
Chico.
That's what we would make
when
them.
But he had like that drum
Chico.
Set.
Chico. Bro, I totally forgot about the drum set cake. Wow.
I don't remember y'all's cakes. Sorry.
You remember the drum set cake?
The chocolate thing, the discs were
now that when y'all describe it, it comes back to me. But if you were to ask me, like, what's up, I don't know about your cake.
I always had bomb cakes.
We also always had games at his parties until like 1 point.
No, we don't have anything to do.
Chico. Beep 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 beep. Oh, so the bun is. I went on TikTok and I was like, I'm gonna make these, and then you guys saw it on social media and y'all wanted some.
Go give her a follow on TikTok. Where can they find
please,
you on TikTok?
Beautiful mommy, BeaxtifulMami.
It's two
thank
eyes.
You.
It's two eyes at the end.
Yeah. Please go follow me, please, because I wanna go live.
You have to be a consistent creator. So how often can
have y'all been seeing my cooking video?
I've seen one.
And then I try to be funny on some. I try to be funny on some, and I got one like. I was like, okay, I'm not funny.
What's the most likes you've gone on one?
Probably like 100 something.
Okay.
Me and Edgar got one where.
Oh, you guys kind of got one that like, got kind of.
We got a. It was me and him dancing.
What y'all get?
A couple thousand
likes?
No.
Views?
Views.
We got a good couple hundred like likes.
Okay. I had a comment that had like 12K. It had 12K likes. It was so a raccoon was falling from the ceiling, and they were trying to catch it in like a thing, but one of the cops didn't hold his corner. So I was like, oh, the cop was like, that raccoon ain't white. I'm not holding my corner. And like, there was like a whole debate under it. But like,
wow.
I was just like,
but you got
getting
the
conversation but started.
I got like,
flagged.
But yeah,
Christian,
it was very.
My friend Christian got like one with like a couple, like, I think 100,000 likes. Yeah. It was a simple.
He said, you know
one.
What? Fuck all of y'all. My friend Christian?
No.
No, fuck with
the
you.
The funny thing is he has a bunch of music stuff.
Yeah.
My friend Christian James, he's a rapper. You should check him out.
Don't be shouting out the ops.
Out
my competition. No,
what?
I'm fucking with you.
Chico, new song coming out soon.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully by next month.
Can that be discussed or is that on the low?
You can discuss that in a sec.
Yeah.
So he has a bunch of music TikToks, and then the one TikTok, it was like a video that he took a while ago, and it was like him going into elevator, and he's like, you know, this elevator safe when you see Cherry Berry.
Oh, wow.
And that was it.
Yo, I've seen
that's
those.
It.
That's funny. That he, I wonder if it's
did you know she's racist?
Huh?
Did you know she's racist?
No wonder she's not in the she's not in the elevators anymore.
I think she died.
Or maybe she retired.
Oh.
Or both.
Well, she died. She retired because she died. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Your laugh be clipping the hell out
of
these.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. That's the whole point.
I'll be like. but
okay,
yeah.
The music. Chico. Oh.
At this point, it's over with.
Yo, this one's gonna be bad. Good thing you're editing it.
No, I'm. You're gonna do the beeps.
watch yourself.
My friend and I, Christian, we've been playing shows with just the band.
His Christian rock band.
No, so he's a rapper, and we're playing his music on with a live band. So it's Sundays. So it's been Christian rapping, me playing guitar, and then our friends Leif, Bryce, and Michael also. And we made a song that's gonna come out next month, and I showed it to everyone here in this room a couple of minutes ago.
Hey, show me shit. I'm kidding. SZA, I heard it was great.
Liar.
Yeah. So
now she got banged. Now she's a liar.
Yeah.
SZA's a compulsive liar. Just throwing that in there.
Oh gosh. So this bun.
Oh, yeah. Have y'all noticed I'm holding my mic with my gut? My role.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I was
one
on. Wait, so shout out. The song is called what?
Lately. I'm gonna have to edit so many damn cheesy jokes out of
what
this.
What did he say? Don't edit it.
The thing is, like,
don't edit it because I want to hear it.
Editor's gonna be such a great. Like,
let him be him.
Editor's gonna.
Y'all have to take turns sharing that mic.
No, bitch. Let him be himself.
The thing is, Edgar becomes a dad.
his dad jokes
are gonna be out the freaking roof, dude.
Give us a dad joke real quick.
No, the thing is, it's not like a.
So
it's
not that much hurt.
What did he say?
Still not that much hurt.
I'm so glad the mic probably did not pick that up.
Just recently, we were inside. He said some dumb joke and he apologized.
He apologized?
That's what he said. He was just like, sorry.
Oh my god.
That's how you know it's bad. You're like, it's getting bad.
Like, sorry.
Well. So the song, sorry, we're all over the place, but the song is called Lately with Christian and Lately, Chico.
It's by Christian James. I sing the chorus.
Is it a. Like you're featured or together?
I don't know if we've decided that. I would say
we're getting the inside scoop.
We definitely wrote it together, but I would say like it's a Christian song. Oh. It's a Christian James song.
You should say that because it's
not Christian James song, not a Christian song. It's very much not a Christian song. It's a great summer song. Great summer song.
Nice. Love to hear it. Check it out. It is nice.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been waiting to try these pastries.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
Bitch is cold by now. So.
Well, they have to cool down. You can't eat them too hot, and you'll get chill.
Cool down is not the same as freezing.
You're right. Okay. Let me tell my story real
quick.
I saw a TikTok.
Story fast as hell.
It's really quick. I saw a TikTok and I tried the recipe and I posted it for Easter and everybody, let me tell you what, I got compliments on how they looked. And then you guys were like, make them for us. And here they are. So here is, y'all will get the, grab a napkin.
A little ASMR.
Y'all will get the ASMR crunch. And y'all will get the what? We had whose was whose.
Mine.
We picked.
On top of mine.
We picked for you.
That's this, yours,
this, yeah, this one's mine. This one's yours. This one's
mine.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. You're under Chico.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's.
You're under me, bro.
Wait, everybody's thinking about it.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy them. They're strawberry cheese Danish.
Okay.
Danishes?
Oh, we're all taking a bite now. I was like,
go ahead. Let me see. Oh, let's hear that crunch. What was I staring at?
It tastes like that Hispanic el pan dulce. Shut up.
That Hispanic was
that Hispanic dude that was good yesterday.
That's his nickname. Ben Pacat Pan Dulce.
Give me this shit back.
Eduardo hates that he has to sit beside Edgar.
Yeah, I gave the mic to this man for a second. That's what he'd be saying.
Okay, wait.
For
y'all
that don't know, there's only three mics, and I can't hold neither of them.
No, hold that.
Hold that L with all your jokes.
Sex in the A, M.
Where did that come from?
Apologize.
You should throw up the L.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go around the room and tell me your honest opinion, Chico.
I don't want to answer the mic. This is really good. The what do you want to call it? The cream?
Yeah, it's cream cheese filling. It's yeah.
I think it's really good.
Like, is it too sweet?
That's the highlight of the date.
One out of 10.
10.
Hey. We got Eduardo's rating coming up.
Sorry, I'm not gonna try to like eat in or munch and talk, but that's good. It's crunchy, it's crispy or whatever. Ooh. It's got that like crunch.
One out of 10.
Croissants.
This is dope.
10. Honestly, this is really good.
This is really good.
Eddie.
Maldita sea.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you guys enjoyed them. I might bite into mine after because we already know how. Well, you know what? I'll bite the bread. What Mexican bomb?
So she chewed cardboard.
Huh? Oh, no.
It's long. It's a rectangular one. And it's literally like... Y'all are literally 5 years old.
I laugh because your face, you're also just rectangular, like, over
what the
it.
Fuck does that mean? Anyways, ignore the man next to me.
What was that sound?
Long, long and rectangular. Crispy.
It's barritos?
Like, barritos?
Yeah. The one Mija gets all the time.
But you get it a la pastelería.
Oh, the crispy one.
Yes.
It has nothing in it. It's just bun.
No, it's just...
I know exactly what we're talking about.
That's like what the outside reminds me of.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, no one that's listening knows exactly what we're talking about.
No,
the damn name.
No, it's like
a bandera. Bandera is called, I think. Yeah, I think like that. Bandera pan. Bandera. But what is it called?
Pan dulce. I guess is the best way you would look it up.
Pan dulce.
Favorite pan dulce.
No,
Chico
it is. No, this. Yeah.
It is that. It is
this
that.
One?
Let me see.
Yeah, it is. No, that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
So y'all have no idea because y'all can't look at it, but it's called bandera, pan dulce. But yeah, mine's better. I'm gonna start a bakery with just these.
What's it called?
Beautiful
patties. That's not even pastries.
Beautiful pastries.
There we go. Wow. Aww.
Y'all look out for my bakery opening in 2025.
In 5 years.
In 2032. That's when Vince is graduating, if he stays on track.
Is there reason to believe that he won't be?
We looked it up today. Oh, I was just saying, if he stays on track.
I was about to say, what's going on?
If he stays on track, yeah. But I'm glad y'all enjoyed them.
No, that was really good.
What do you see your kid graduating or doing after? Like, what do you see him doing?
I don't know. He switches it up all the time. Wants to be a bus driver, an astronaut, a cop.
Or like dancing, a producer, or something. That boy loves dancing when he's in like
producer,
family functions.
Those are the producers?
An artist, a dancer. I feel like I'm missing one. Huh? Usher? Yeah, probably. Chris Brown. Ooh.
No.
Take that back.
Scandalous. Yeah. I take it back. But yeah.
Well, we got to talk more about today, though, I feel like.
Today's festivities.
How about today was like the 420 special?
Well, we're... No,
I thought we were going to get that ganja going.
It was the... What was it? The rambling episode? What'd you call it earlier?
Unhinged?
Unhinged
episode.
Well, what's more unhinged than 420?
But 420, okay. On the topic, started off, Chico, talking about 420.
All right. Well, why not stories about when we got high?
Hey, light up the blunt. Okay, Lil Wayne.
All right, we can share about instances when we got a little too lit and stuff.
One of the first times I got high was
damn.
It was like the first time I took a bong hit.
Girl, you can add it in later. Don't
I
you
wanna
worry.
I want to add it. Wait, I got it now.
Literally.
Okay, yeah. No.
And the thing is, like, so I don't. Oh, gosh. I don't.
Why does everybody
I don't do anything relating to weed anymore. It's pretty much since college.
And, he lying like a bug.
No, it's true. I to be honest,
now I just do cocaine strictly.
Yeah, honestly, now I just do black tar heroin. Oh, Lord. No, I honestly don't like weed.
He's smoking
weed
right now.
I don't like weed.
He loves it.
No, but the first time I had my first bong hit, it was the same day I had my first dab hit. So, like, damn. I was very new to this.
Wait, the first time you tried
a bong?
Marijuana.
No, it wasn't the first time I tried marijuana.
Oh.
It was just the first time I did, like, took a bong hit. Okay. It was the same night I took a dab hit. Thing is, I was also, I had drank. We had, like, I had a party in my apartment.
Yeah.
And
that I wasn't invited to.
I think it was. No, it wasn't, because it was the night that, you know what happened? Someone wanted to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think we can talk about that, probably.
There's just someone.
Yeah.
Out there for everybody.
Exactly. Well, anyways, I had this apartment party. I went downstairs to take the bong hit and then the dab hit because I was like, yeah, weed, whatever. I was so ignorant. And then I went back upstairs. It was like 11:30, so the party had just started. And I was like, I went inside my apartment in the party and I told my roommate I have to go to bed now.
Yeah.
Cause like I'm about to crash. Like it was just too much for
so
me.
So you,
and there was no upstairs. He was already.
Wait,
crying.
You went outside to do the bong hit?
No, we went downstairs to the third. I lived on the fourth floor. I went to the third floor at another person's apartment to smoke.
Okay.
And is this when you woke up in the bushes?
No, this is different. I already talked about that.
He did.
I already talked about that in the episode.
If y'all want to catch him, the story about him in the bushes, it's in episode 2.
Yeah, but that was like.
But wait, you took a bong hit and so it was then like right after you did dabs?
I did one bong hit out of like a 6 foot bong.
Pardon my stupidity. Dabs isn't wax. Or it is the same thing.
It is
wax. Okay. It's like the one where you like have to
torch
like
it.
A crackhead. Torch, yeah, pretty much, and then like and then just dip the wax.
I did that
on
for
it.
The first time this year. That shit was crazy.
The dabs.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of any weed.
Yeah,
but like I did it once, and then like we did like a bowl, and then like we went back to doing.
I love how Eduardo's still like we went back enjoying the pastry.
Like, this time he put it like in the leftover kush, so like.
Oh my god. Like, so kind of like a homemade moon rock, is that what that would be kind of?
Yeah, that shit was.
So you just passed out.
Yeah, and that's the thing why I don't like weed really. It's just like
you pass out.
I either pass out and when like I am
that should
high,
be
I get paranoid.
Mhm.
Cuz with me and the same thing with alcohol, like there's a line where you when you cross it there's like that point of no return.
Wait, so is there a line with like alcohol where you feel paranoid?
Only when I feel like I've reached that line. Because, for example, like 2 years ago when we were drinking at my house for my birthday, like we do like that roulette of shots and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I remember going inside my house and like thinking I passed that line and was like, dang, like I think I'm going to black out. And that's really scary to me to be like, I might not remember what's going to happen from this point on. Because it's happened so many times in college and I would hate like waking up the next day and being like,
not knowing
what happened and having to like, look at my Snapchat to see what I was doing.
Oh, half of them are in the mirror like, you got this, man.
Bro, one of the first times that I got drunk, my roommate at the time, he said that he went into the bathroom and I was just like talking to myself in the mirror.
That's what you do, though, when you're like lit. You're like,
it's like, dude, you're so lit right now. No, but
did he say what you were saying? You're like,
I forget. It was probably something along those lines, honestly. But you the thing is, like, that's why it happens more so with marijuana than with alcohol. But like for me, it's like it's always that I cross that line of like, did I do too much? Because I don't know what my tolerance is at all still, because I haven't done it that much really. And
smoked it.
Yeah, it was smoking edibles or anything like that. Oh, I'm not a valid. Because I don't know how to gauge it, and also just because it makes me feel paranoid.
Yeah,
I'm just not a fan.
I didn't know that wasn't everybody when I first started. I didn't know that everyone. Not everyone got paranoid. So when I got paranoid, I was like,
I didn't know that was a thing, because that's what happened at the concert.
But the thing is, when it happens to people that don't smoke very often, you know, you feel things that you've never felt before, and it's like a an intense feeling to where you're like, there must be something wrong. Like something bad is happening right now.
I had, well,
but, and like no one's ever like, you know, died from weed or anything like that. But in the moment, it's, I feel like it's more the anxiety than anything else of just like, I'm about to die.
I need to go to the hospital. There would be times when they would be like annoyed with me. Like some people would be annoyed because I was paranoid and I'm like, oh shit, I didn't know this didn't happen to everybody. And then I remember one time I forgot how to breathe. So I was like, I just don't know how to breathe. No, and it's not like, it's not like when you're drunk because you remember what you were. Well, you remember what you're saying.
Do you get the paranoia because you know it's like quote unquote illegal or because of like the feeling that you're having?
No, I mean,
or because it's like the. Because like sometimes for me, the paranoia is like where I'm at. Like sometimes, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you're like at the moment, like shit, everybody. Like you get that.
Everybody's looking at you. Yeah. But I get that regardless, sober. Like I feel like. Paranoid like that people are looking at me or something. But no, that time that I forgot how to breathe, I was just like, I forgot how to breathe. And the person that was with me was like, bitch, just breathe. Like,
well, do you remember what you felt the first time?
No, I don't.
I do. Like, it was one of those couch potato moments where, like, you sink into the couch and you're like, dang, like, I'm in the couch. And I was just, like, laying back, like, listening to music. And I was like, okay, this is cool. But I felt like my head was turning and my, like, brain was like going in circles, but like I could feel it all like at the same time.
Wait, what?
Simultaneous.
And then and then like we were supposed to be studying for a serving test and I was like, I got this.
Yeah.
Did not
have this.
Yeah. At Bistro.
That was the first time?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
In your life?
Yeah.
Yes. Liar.
Allegedly.
No fucking way.
I mean.
Not in high school. No, no.
Yeah, I didn't try that until college.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe it's only because I grew up with y'all. But like, by the time y'all were doing it, like I was in high school and that's when I started, quote unquote, but I only dabbled with it like with one friend only because she was like
Also like in high school, I didn't really have many friends and I was really shy. I didn't know people had parties in high school. Like,
Euphoria, amazing shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, I remember talking to in college.
That's the thing though. Like, yeah,
People would be like in college, there are people that went to my high school be like, oh yeah, back in high school, like, yeah, these parties and we would get drunk and stuff like that or like smoke. And I was like,
so
taken back. I was like, how?
Bitch, I had people in my like class, my graduating class, like back since we're obviously in the same grade always, like middle school ages, like they were losing virginity. I was like, yo, what the actual fuck?
Middle school ages?
Middle school ages. I was like, yo, I can't even hold hands with like the type of person I like in this age in my life. Like y'all are out here fucking. So... But yeah, it's just like they started earlier and stuff. So like, that's why it's funny that you would say your first time was what I would consider like a little later in. But for me, it was like,
I think I just really closed off. I was just really shy. And then the thought of doing anything like that was so scary to me. I mean, back in high school and even now, but like definitely in high school, I was so afraid of getting in trouble. Like I was so afraid of getting in trouble. Like I just had so much guilt.
I mean, I would consider myself a goody two-shoe too when it comes to that.
I just had no like balls to do it. Like I would have in front of me be like, I would be scared. So scared. Not and
that's me of with getting cocaine. In
trouble. Just getting in trouble.
Well, I guess
that's me
out.
With cocaine.
Like, you're afraid of doing, that's what's holding you back from trying it.
Like I feel like, cause it's been in front of me like all the time. And I'm just like,
right
now I see it right here and I'm like no, let it be the one time that it's that? Laced that. Or whatever that shit.
Yeah, I mean, well, things with fentanyl, I mean, that's crazy. No, I mean, it's, that's a whole nother level. Yeah,
people in my high school were doing that. I'm talking about, we start early.
I know. No, but like in college, of course, in college, like you see drugs everywhere. But even when I was in college, it was amazing to me how common it was. Like, when it comes to weed, you find more people who smoke weed than they haven't. Like, it's really rare to.
I didn't see cocaine in high school. Well, maybe they had it, but I didn't see it. But I remember the first time I saw cocaine, I was like,
because you see that you usually only see it in movies.
Yeah.
And like, you see people cut it up and stuff like that, and you're like, oh, this is actually like a real thing.
And this man literally, okay, so for context, it was not my boyfriend or anything like that. It was a friend of. It actually was a friend of a friend, but we were getting ready to go to the club, and he just pulls it out and like on the what's it called, like the top part of your car, no, like dashboard. Right, yeah, your dashboard. The dashboard, and that's where, and I was like, oh my god, that's crazy.
It's like so casual. That's
and
the
then
thing.
He, and then it's just like, I guess there's been times where I've been offered, like when they pop it out and they're like, oh, and I'm like, no thank you, and I'm like, I don't want to like do you, but like I don't want to offend you or anything, and I'm just like, was that offensive that I'm just like, nah, or something, but I'm like, no thank you, like, no. I'm not making a face or anything, I'm just like,
no, every time I've ever heard of anyone that I know who has done it is always because like, well, I mean, it was there and it was offered, so I felt bad. And they're like, and that's the only reason why I did it. They're like, I never had the like intention of wanting to. They're like, but it's just, it's
presented itself. I didn't want to be the person that said no.
Yeah. And then I'm like, so you just throw yourself in that situation. Like,
that's not peer pressure though, is it?
No.
No, it's not even that. It's just like, I just don't, it's fine. I just don't want to be the person that says no. Like, it's putting that pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if people are like, no, like, you don't have to, it'd be like, oh, why should I be the party pooper that doesn't do it?
Well, I kind of felt like that when I was like, no, gracias, because I'm like, they're going to be like, this bitch thinks she's too good or something, but I'm like, I'm terrified.
Well, to be honest, like, a lot of people, at least that I've met, like, know whether, like, those type of drugs are uppers, and then you have, like, your downers. Yeah. So, like, some people don't like uppers, some people don't like downers. So, like, that's why a lot of people do more pills and shit like that, because they're, well, actually, they're divided. They're still uppers and, like, downers, but, like, like pricks and shit like that, like those are like even like the downers, and then you have that. Like me, yeah. They're like
getting
or like Xanax. Mm-hmm. I don't get Xanax.
I don't get that one either.
Cause it's just like, yeah, you just get like, you're just a zombie
or like lean, yeah, like them in like,
yeah,
purple schwang.
I made lean the other day. No, I didn't. they were clowning me because I told them I had Robitussin, and then I just like chased it with Sprite, but like. Okay, I still.
She's like, it tastes good.
I still get.
Put it in my Baja Blast.
Where is it? I still get grossed out by like medicine. Like I'm like such a baby. Well, it's too late now. I'm such a baby with taking my medicine. So like, I wanted like something to wash it down with. So I had spray and like I put Jolly Ranchers in it. And Mom, no, I'm kidding.
I had lean.
But no, yeah, no, that's I've crazy. Never had anything. But cocaine and heroin
in front of you
in my system. No, I just wanted to use my police siren, but no. I've never.
That was me the entire time. I was the one that was doing you on the dashboard.
No. I've never. I'm just too scared. And then I saw the movie. What was it with? Was it the one with Motley Crue?
Yeah, the dirt.
Where he's doing heroin. That's the one. And he's just, he describes it as like the happiest he's felt ever. And that made me want to try it. But I was like, I wonder, I guess that's why they get addicted to like.
Or have you seen like Wolf on Wall Street?
Yeah, that too. He's on cocaine, right?
It's just cocaine, right?
Like that. Those that loves that movie.
Of course. It's like the bro salesman movie or some stuff like that. But I was going to say, the only thing that I've done in terms of drugs was Molly.
That was accidental.
But that was accidental.
Explain.
Yeah.
I got my drink spiked.
Molly. Yeah.
Molly.
His drink was spiked.
Or where?
Ecstasy. Because Molly's ecstasy, right? I think so. I thought it was the same thing. I'm not sure. Google
Molly where. Makes you horny.
Yeah. Horny and sweaty and excited and euphoric.
Bish, call me Molly. Just kidding. Anyways, when, why,
I went to a frat party and I had some of their like PJ.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest
ecstasy.
Mistake.
What frat?
Yeah.
Alan. Yeah.
I forgot what frat it was. I honestly, I would call them out. But I forgot what frat it is. Okay. I don't think that house exists anymore.
So someone just put it in the punch?
Someone put it in the PJ. And the rule is never drink PJ at a frat party because of that reason. And the thing is, I was just wanting to get drunk. Chug. What?
Well, never mind. You said it doesn't exist. So never mind. It's probably not.
I mean, dude, I'm assuming maybe there's a frat that you have in mind, but I've assumed that there's multiple that do that.
Oh, yeah. But I guess, yeah.
But the thing is, so like, I had like 2 drinks of PJ.
Damn.
No, dude, that's the thing. It's not much. And my tolerance is kind of high when it comes to alcohol.
Yeah.
But not to drugs.
Exactly. So like, after 2 drinks.
Did you feel horny right? Oh, that's crazy that I asked that. Did you feel horny right away?
I instantly got hard.
Not because, okay, this is crazy because it's my cousin, but I was like, I've never had Molly or anything, so I'm like, how does it affect you right away? Or like,
no, I think I did. No, I mean, to be completely serious, I think I did, because
like you chugged one and then you were like,
and then I chugged another one, and then
he was feeling himself.
It was like,
actually, you should not be chugging shit. That actually is not good for you when you're on Molly. Just saying.
He did his drink got spiked.
Stupid.
Did you miss that part of the story?
You thought he just popped it?
No. Yeah. No, I chugged the PJ. Like, I'm not actually chugged. Like, I drank 2 cups of PJ.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I so messed up right now? It's only been 2 cups. And I, you know, I went throughout that whole night. Just like, I remember walking down.
You know what I imagine? Sorry, real quick. Yeah. I imagine you like Terry Crews when he got drugged, right?
I imagine him.
Is it white chicks?
Why not? Oh, no, I'm thinking about Peter Griffin. With the
Oh my god!
No, I remember walking down the street when we were walking back home, and I was like happy as could be. It was just like walking all over, like running all over the place, and I think I did get like that, to be honest with you. But
horny.
Yeah,
horny. Who were you with though? Your friends?
I was with my friends. Wait, at the time, yeah. Didn't have a boing.
Boing. No, we have like a. Oh my god.
No. Dang. Yeah, there we go.
That's all we got.
But then the next day, my friend told me like, "Hey, I heard that they spiked it," and I was like, "That makes completely sense. That means makes a lot of sense." So I've never done it at my own will. And I never will.
All right, what about you, mommy?
Oh, about
first time smoking or whatever?
I don't remember the first time ever, but I do remember, I think I was telling you, the first time ever with wax or dab, the one you look like a crackhead. And I was on the couch. I don't think it helped that I had drank. And I wasn't like drunk, but I had drank, and I don't think that helps. But anyways, I was on the couch and I just looked down. I know the couch wasn't fucking floating, but I thought it was. So the guy that's there is like, "Is everything okay? Is everything okay?" he was like, "Is everything okay?" And it was a friend of a friend. Not the same friend of a friend. And I'm looking down, supposedly. I'm like, no, I'm floating, bitch. Like, I'm up here on this couch floating. Get me down from here. Like, terrified. And I never, that's the only time I tried. What's it called? Whatever it's called. Wax. Dabs.
Dabs.
Yeah. So, it was really scary for me. I didn't like it.
I don't think I've been, like, stuck or, like stupid.
And then I know people who just wake up. Oh, dabs. Yeah, just
the thing I don't get
and
is,
jeez.
I don't, the one that I don't get is when people are like stuff like moon rocks.
Yeah, that too.
Well, like, you know, like, oh, where it's just like strong. Insane amounts of like, I got this amount of kush and I got this weed and I have it all engulfed in wax and then I did this. And then who knows that it's good. We're going to be floored. I'm like, how does that sound like fun?
No, okay.
But again, like, taste their own. And I sound like a very, like a downer right now. But like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around.
The way you see like coffee and shit like that is how people that do weed see that. Like,
yeah.
But the thing is, I get that part of it. I get like the art of it. But for me, it's not like when I drink coffee, I wake up. I'm talking about the feeling that you get afterwards. Because like with weed by itself, you know, does a lot. True. Right. Yeah. But when you especially do, like,
you get that dank, not that Reggie.
But then when you when it's in a, like, when Moon Rocks, that's like this whole concoction of it. Yeah, maybe you can appreciate the delicacy it is, if you will.
And some people put cocaine with the blunt.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, that's another level. But you see what I'm saying? But like having how weed does enough, doing that extra amount.
Pull it out, the blunt with the cocaine. Yeah.
All right, here. I wait, Pika.
Yeah. The Gabriel Iglesias.